You're listening to SBS News.
There's new hope for Australia's floundering airlines in the face of 300 grounded flights, closed runways, and thousands of jobless workers. The federal government has announced $165 million in funding to underwrite a basic domestic network of flights. The scheme will keep 164 Qantas and 64 Virgin Australia flights running each week across all the capital cities and 11 regional centres. It's set to last at least 8 weeks before being reviewed. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says access to domestic flights is crucial for travellers arriving from overseas.
Today's $165 million announcement is going to make the world a difference for those commuters who've come in from overseas, done their 14 days of quarantine. Let me tell you, if they landed in Sydney and required to get back to Perth with very limited services available, it's a long drive in a hire car over the Nullarbor.
The flights will also transport essential workers to where they are most needed, including defence personnel and health workers, along with life-saving medical equipment and medicine. But there are fears the help isn't enough for Virgin Australia, which has been plagued by financial difficulties after making losses every year since 2013. As the threat of voluntary administration looms, the government has dismissed suggestions of bailing out the company. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said a $1.4 billion direct loan or buying equity in the airline are not options. There are reports that a private equity firm and an investment bank are in talks to purchase Virgin Australia. Both Mr. McCormack and Mr. Morrison have welcomed the idea of a market solution to save the flailing airline. But the opposition insists the government is not taking enough responsibility. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says 15,000 jobs are at risk if the airline goes under.
We want to protect them because of the impact that it would have on those working people, but also because it is in Australia's national interest for there to be the two airline structure maintained in Australia.
In a move that has raised eyebrows, Mr. Morrison has suggested transport workers dip into their own superannuation to prop up the airline. He told the ABC super funds like the one owned by the Transport Workers Union have enough money to keep Virgin afloat.
The super funds in this country, what, $3 trillion worth of assets. Here we've got a company that needs capital. Its own workers have been paying in to industry funds, and there are funds out there in these super funds that could be investing in a number of companies.
The Transport Workers Union has rejected the idea. Michael Caine, the National Secretary for the TWU, says the suggestion is very surprising and remarkable.
Of course, super funds have prudential obligations and responsibilities to maximise the outcome for workers who contribute, because it's their retirement funds. This is not possible under our current laws. It's contrary to our current laws. I think it's a sign of desperation from the Prime Minister.
Only time will tell as the doomed airline struggles to remain afloat. And you can get the latest news on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.